this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. Do you know that you can take your penis to the gym? Yes, and I'm going to show you how you can do it to up-level your performance. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. Now, what do I mean about taking the penis to the gym? Get to the point. Well, the penis is a muscle. It is a smooth muscle. It is different than the muscle in your biceps, but it's also a muscle, which means that if you don't use it, you lose it. So if you have ED, that means that you're not getting erection often. And when you're not getting erection often, that muscle or the corpus cavernosum, which is the muscle of the penis, actually start to shrink or atrophy. And then it starts to have scar tissue that gets settled in the muscle itself. And then when you're not getting an erection, you're not bringing blood to the penis, and therefore you're not filling it up with oxygen from the blood. So it's not getting enough oxygen either. So when the tissue is not getting enough oxygen, it actually will become atrophy or it doesn't work as well. So you got all that going on when you have ED or not getting an erection. Then on top of that, when you get older, over the age of 35, you also lose testosterone 1% a year. And then when you lose testosterone, it also affects the penis as well, because the corpus cavernosum is dependent upon testosterone for it to maintain its health. So you got a lot of things going on that is affecting functionality of the muscle, the penis. However, the good news is you can actually prevent the shrinkage and the scar tissue development and even bring in blood to the penis, even if you have ED, even if you don't even have a partner at this point, and even if you're not able to get firm. And it all starts with, yes, taking the penis to the gym. But when you go to the gym, you do a biceps curl. What are you doing? You're actually bringing blood flow to the muscle, and then you're kind of breaking up the muscle tissue and filling it with blood. So you can do the same thing with the penis by using the penis pump. The penis pump, like the one I show here, is the one that I recommend with the gauge. You pump it up to 10, and then you leave it in the cylinder for 10 minutes. And that in itself, when you use the penis pump, will bring in blood flow to the penis, and it will stretch the penis. It will fill the penis with blood and also stretch the scar tissue that gets settled in, and it will also rejuvenate the penis. So it's almost like doing a biceps curl in the gym. Bring in blood flow, stretches the muscle, and when you start doing that, it will actually stretch the muscle to actually increase size. And yes, you can get increased size with the penis pump. But imagine if you do that with taking nitric oxide. This is the nitric oxide I recommend. You can find that at our store. EDNoMore.com is where you can get this nitric oxide. Now, how is nitric oxide beneficial for ED? Nitric oxide is a gas, but when you take it, it opens up blood flow to every organ, actually, organ in your brain, your eyes, all the way down to your penis, and it brings in more blood flow to the needed organ. Now, if you take the nitric oxide, that brings in blood flow, and then followed by taking the Libido Plus, like the one I recommend here. Again, check it out at our store, ED No More. Libido Plus, it will actually increase testosterone. In this formula here, it has tribulus, it has tongkat ali, salt palmetto, as well as horny goat wheat. All the formula that you need for increasing blood flow and also increased testosterone as well. And as I mentioned before, the penis muscle, the corpus cavernosum, need testosterone in order for it to maintain its muscle at this point. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself is exhausting. But here's the truth. You are not broken. You are not alone. You don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence. No more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there. And so if you take the nitric oxide an hour before you pump, and then you just take Libido Plus at the same time, and then you do with the penis pump, you pump it up to about 5 to 10 millimeter of mercury and let it stay in the cylinder for 10 minutes, then deflate it and then take a 10-minute break and do it again. So you're coordinating a supplement effect, which is bringing more blood flow and increasing testosterone along with penis pump together. Then you are taking the penis to the gym. You're bringing in blood flow. You're increasing testosterone. You're rejuvenating the muscle by bringing more oxygen, by stretching the muscle, as well as preventing scar tissue and also shrinkage or atrophy. So it is like going to the gym, no different. But when you do that, you can actually get an erection within a minute. Refer to one of the videos I talk about how I show you how to use the penis pump. So you coordinate this together, then you will get daily rejuvenation and also maintaining a healthy issue. I recommend if you have ED, you should use the penis pump twice a day. Pump it up for 10 minutes, up to about 5 to 10 millimeter of mercury. That's it. If you say you have improved in your erection, then you can do the penis pump 3 times a week at a minimum. And you can actually do this even when you don't have ED to, again, maintain the health of your penis. You can do it the frequency of 3 times a week. So take care of your penis like you take care of your teeth. You want to maintain it. You want to exercise it or else it's not going to be as healthy. Okay? So it's like if you haven't gone to the gym and you haven't done any bicep curls in a while, you can't expect to do 25-pound biceps curl right away, right? You have to work your way up to it. Well, it's the same thing with your penis. You have to kind of exercise it and work its way up for it to perform the way you want it to perform in the bedroom. So I hope this makes sense, and I hope that this will encourage you to be proactive if you have ED, that there is a way to prevent your shrinkage. There is a way to increase testosterone as well as increasing blood flow with nitric oxide, combining it with the penis pump. So I hope that you enjoyed this episode. This is one of my best kept secrets. So go and start doing this and let me know what your results are. I will mean the world to me if you subscribe to the channel and let me know what you like to hear from us. We love to hear from you, and that just know that there are alternatives to ED. You do not have to suffer alone, and you do not have to suffer in silence. We are here to help you, and that's why I created the Modern Man Club. It's a safe and discreet space where we can work together to get you through ED breakthrough to sexual performance again. Check it out at noedman.com, where we'll work together to get you sexual confidence. And also, there is a course that I linked down below, the ED No More Boost program as well, too. So we have everything that you need for you to have ED breakthrough and also to get that performance that you want and deserve. I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Okay, modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you'd like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.